Tom picks up the telephone exactly the same way when I call to talk to her every other day. I always can rely on her happy, cheery tone when I've had the worst of days or I'm feeling all alone. So even though I'm grown and in my 28th year, I like to give a call.
Now that's good stuff I like to hear.
Alrighty, Ma, we get it. You're talking to your son. I'm glad that I can give a call. My day has just begun. I like to hear your stories about the East Coast. The morning talks and coffee time are things I miss the most. When speaking with my father on bad language, we agree. With Mom, I'm all polite and shit.
Things change when they get to me.
I'm sorry, Ma, I mean it. I really shouldn't swear. But to make it through a sentence, now that is friggin' rare. No matter what my language, I always have her ear. When I talk about the things affecting my career, like a lack of money or some stupid evil jerks, I guess it's just that sometimes.
And that's the way it works. I want you to know that I always support you. I know that you will do your best no matter what you do. It's okay that you sometimes trip, sometimes you even fall, but if you get in trouble, you have to do it all.
Thank you, Ma. I have to say, it means so much to me to have the kind of true support from my family. But now I should probably go. I have lots of work to do.
All right. Well, you go get your work done. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, Ma. Thanks for listening. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a